Religion is often a critical factor in politics, and a new poll by the Los Angeles Times and the Bloomberg News Service says substantial fractions of the U.S. electorate would refuse to vote for a presidential candidate based on his or her faith. Joining us to talk about this is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. And Ron, tell us a bit about this poll. Any big surprises?
It depends on what surprises you, Madeline. Some people are going to be surprised to learn that a majority of Americans would rule out voting for a Muslim for president. Others may be surprised that it's only a bare majority of 53% who would do so. And this poll, I should add, was a national poll of about 1,300 adults, including 1,170 who called themselves registered voters. And with a poll of that size, you would expect accuracy to within 3 percentage points.
53% would not vote for a Muslim. What about other religions?
Well, 37% of those polled said they wouldn't vote for a Mormon for president. And that's going to get some attention, not only because the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is so large and fast-growing, but because it's become quite mainstream in recent decades. We have lots of members of Congress who are Mormons and governors, and not just from Utah.
Right. There's one in particular from Massachusetts, the governor, who is interested in running for president.
And he knows that his religion is going to be a factor in the Republican primaries if he does indeed run. And he stresses that the core values of his religion are the same as those of other major religions, and he hopes that he can transcend the differences. He hasn't had any comments so far on this poll.
And where does the opposition to Mormons come from? Is it from other religious groups or from non-religious people?
Interesting point, because it comes from both, but for different reasons. Some Jews and Christians see the Mormon faith as a heretical variation on the Judeo-Christian tradition. But rejection of a Mormon candidate is also higher among political liberals, who see Mormons as hardcore conservatives on the social issues like abortion and gay marriage.
And how does this percentage regarding a Mormon candidate compare to the percentage who wouldn't vote for, say, a Catholic or a Jewish candidate?
Actually, the next highest percentage of rejection in this poll is not for a Catholic or a Jewish candidate. It's for a candidate described as an evangelical Christian. 22% of the registered voters in this poll said they would not vote for someone who called himself or herself an evangelical Christian. Now, here again, this seems to reflect less theological doctrine, but disagreement on social issues. Now, 14% said they would not vote for a Jewish candidate, and just 9% said they wouldn't vote for a Catholic. And it's possible that these rejection rates are lower because to be Catholic or Jewish does not necessarily telegraph as clear a position on these hot-button social issues.
Well, interesting, because the last time there was a big debate over candidates' religion, it was involving a Catholic, right?
Yes, in the 20th century, we had two flashpoint elections on Catholicism. In 1928, L. Smith, the Democratic nominee from New York, who lost to Herbert Hoover, and John Kennedy, the Democratic nominee in 1960, who beat Richard Nixon. But for a lot of American history, it's just been presumed that if you were Catholic, you were probably a Democrat, and that's just no longer true. The Catholic vote for president is now pretty evenly split. In fact, John Kerry had a lot of trouble with elements of the Catholic Church in 2004.
Any word on atheists? Where do they stand?
There is no measurement, really, of that in this particular poll, but if somebody did choose to run for president as an atheist, that would clearly be a limiting factor, and it's hard to imagine either party nominating somebody under those circumstances.
All right. Thank you very much, NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving.
Thank you, Madeline.